This is Greg Karembas of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is James O'Keefe III. He is the head of Project Veritas, and you may know him better as the man behind some very interesting hidden videotapes at events like Acorn, as well as recently focusing on NPR. He's also worked to expose Planned Parenthood in the past. The one getting attention most recently, as I mentioned, is the lunch in Georgetown he set up between NPR executives and allegedly folks from the Muslim Education Action Center, which was a fictional organization, but identified itself on the web and elsewhere as part of the Muslim Brotherhood. James joins me now to explain how he got the idea for that operation and what else may be coming down the pike. And James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
Well, you and I talked in the wake of your long series of videos on the Acorn expose and how they tried to help people evade taxes, protect prostitution rings, and so forth. Now we're obviously looking at NPR executives saying very nasty things about Tea Partiers and trying to be pretty cozy with folks they think are affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. What gave you the idea of that premise for setting this up with the NPR folks?
Well, back in the fall with the episode with Juan Williams, NPR badly managed that. And I got together with a couple colleagues of mine, and Sean Adelaide, who is an actor, and my other friend, Simon, he wants to be known as Simon. And we talked to each other about, you know, what can we do to sort of investigate the media? We talked about taking a look, taking our, you know, prankster journalism, if you will, and shining a light on the media itself. And we thought, what better media outlet to examine than NPR, an organization that gets taxpayer money and you know, First Amendment issues involving Juan Williams. So we decided to put that to the test. If they're willing to, you know, punish someone for expressing their views, maybe they'd be willing to speak with an organization with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. So that's how it got started.
As you looked at the videotape, once it was recorded, did you pretty much get what you thought you would, or did they go even further?
What I expected them to do is to potentially take the donation or entertain the donation. It went a lot further than that. I mean, we released a second tape last Thursday showing the senior director of institutional giving, Betsy Lilly, for NPR, not only entertaining the donation, but doing a follow-up phone call with the faux Muslim group, saying that she could potentially help keep that donation anonymous, protect that donation from a government audit. We don't know what the legal implications are there, but obviously following through with this donation, willing to meet with this group that wants to, quote-unquote, spread Sharia law throughout the world, and having no qualms about it. So it was surprising to us.
James, obviously, the fallout from Acorn was pretty severe. Congress at least voted to some extent to defund them. They were dropped by the U.S. Census as a partner in conducting that. Now, of course, we're seeing the funding debate over NPR, PBS, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and so forth. What do you hope to see happen here?
My hope, as with all the work I do, Greg, is to ensure that people have the facts. I don't really like to advocate policy. Particularly with the Acorn videos, you know, I didn't, you know, suggest or advocate that Congress take action on those videos. Those videos were so powerful that even the majority of Democrats in the Senate, I believe it was like 83-7, or I mean, it was some ridiculous ratio, overwhelmingly agreed to defund Acorn. It wasn't me that defunded the organization. It was Congress and Senate. So in all my videos, including NPR, my mission is to give people an education, give people the facts. I believe that NPR was misleading people. It turns out that they were. Vivian Schiller at the National Press Club last Monday was saying that we absolutely need money to survive. And then the next day you have their chief fundraiser saying that, no, they could probably survive without it. So my goal is always to give people the facts and let the American people make their own decisions.
We're talking with James O'Keefe III. He's the head of Project Veritas. He's behind the recent tapes involving NPR. James, you've talked about your philosophy a little bit here about information. And what do you believe it is about these organizations that accept taxpayer funding? That seems to be a common link here, whether it's Planned Parenthood, Acorn, or NPR, that the real story is not getting out.
I just said to Howard Kurtz on Sunday, I believe that there are some organizations that the media refuses to investigate, and I've sort of prioritized with my organization in the last, you know, year or two, focusing on those organizations. Acorn, you know, the New York Times, I believe, had a piece in the can, or it was lined up to go, investigating all the various subgroups and C3s and funneling of monies back and forth and from the government and to the government, and they were just completely uncurious about that organization. So we try to compensate and provide people an inside look into areas we believe that the media is refusing to investigate. And what better place to start than an organization that provides us information and gets government money like NPR?
As you are well aware, probably more aware than anyone, oftentimes the reaction to what you're able to get folks at these organizations to admit is more about how you got them to admit it rather than the fact that they did. What do you make of those who call you a prankster or underhanded in the way that you do this? So why this type of tactic, and explain your defense of them?
Well, I would say that, you know, the one honest criticism of us, you know, people say, are you a journalist? What are you exactly? And there is a lot of criticism. The Poynter Institute is a journalism think tank, and they had this long piece about, is it journalism? Some have suggested, well, you need to get their comment before you run the story. And oftentimes I have not, you know, gotten the guy's comment because he's on tape. You know, sort of what purpose does it serve to go back around and get his comment? But I think that I think it doesn't really matter what you refer to us as. People certainly have said, well, it's not journalism because you're lying about who you are. You're posing as something you're not. But look to the days of Mike Wallace at 60 Minutes. Or look to ABC News' Primetime Live, where they went into grocery stores and actually got jobs as employees. So I think there is a place in society, in a democracy, for reporters to go undercover, particularly when it comes to public officials, Greg. People are getting our taxpayer money, people who are willing to meet with strangers in a public place to discuss soliciting money on behalf of an organization that gets government money. So I think there is a need for this type of reporting or filmmaking, whatever you want to call it. There's a need for it, and we're going to continue to do it.
James, what else, if you can tell us, is coming down the pike?
We do have more tapes. We do have a tape actually on PBS, which has been reported that we have, and we're going to release that soon. We also have more information on NPR that we will be releasing very shortly. That should shine additional light into that organization in interesting ways.
And finally, what can folks know about Project Veritas? How do they learn more about it?
Well, Project Veritas is a little difficult to spell, so we have a redirect. If you just go to exposenpr.com, exposenpr.com, and you can go to our webpage, you can see the videos, you can send us a tip. And we are a nonprofit group. We are not tax exempt yet. We're waiting for that. But you can donate money by going to exposenpr.com.
James, very interesting. Certainly headline making, and as we mentioned with both Acorn and perhaps now with NPR, having a major impact in how lawmakers are responding to what you've been able to uncover. Thanks very much for being with us as always.
Thanks for having me.
James O'Keefe III is the head of Project Veritas. I'm Greg Corumbus for Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.